24 VOA Afrique. Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique, heureuse de vous retrouver pour cette 26e leçon d'anglais English USA. Au cours de la leçon suivante, nous allons revoir Martin Lerner qui fait des démarches après l'achat d'une voiture. Il doit s'occuper de son permis de conduire, driver's license, de l'immatriculation de la voiture, vehicle permit, et d'une police d'assurance d'automobile, car insurance. Vous apprendrez à répondre aux questions d'un employé municipal et vous réviserez des expressions courantes que nous avons déjà étudiées. English USA, diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Avant d'affronter l'employé du guichet, parlons un tout petit peu. Insurance, assurance. A driver's license, un permis de conduire. Driver's license. A picture, une image ou une photo. A window, une fenêtre ou un guichet.
Good morning. May I help you?
Good morning. I want to apply for a new driver's license.
Do you have a driver's license?
No, I don't. I lost it.
You don't want a new license. You want a replacement.
Pardon me?
You want a replacement.
What's that?
You had a license. You don't need a new license. You need a replacement.
Okay. I need a replacement.
Fine. What's your name?
Martin Lerner.
I can't find your name. Spell it for me.
Martin Lerner.
Here it is. Where do you live?
I live at 1427 Grant Street, Baltimore, Maryland.
Good. Give me your phone number.
410-555-6729.
Is that a new number?
No, it's an old number.
Thank you. Just a minute, please. Go to window number 4. You need to have a picture.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next.
I'm next.
May I have your license?
Here it is.
Thanks. Stand over there. That's it. Hold it. Okay. That's it.
That's it?
Wait over there. I'm going to call you.
Martin Lerner.
I'm Martin Lerner.
Here it is.
Thank you.
Go to window 5. You need to pay.
Okay, thank you.
Pouvez-vous répondre aux questions suivantes? Allez-y.
What is your name? Where do you live? Give me your telephone number. May I help you?
Can I get a new vehicle license here?
No, you can't. Go to window 8.
Can I get a new vehicle license here?
Car or truck?
Excuse me?
Is it for a car?
Yes, it is.
What's your name?
Martin Lerner.
Pardon me?
I'm going to write it for you.
Okay. Oh, I see. Is it a new car?
Yes, it is.
Do you have a second car?
No, I don't.
Did you have an old car?
Yes, I did. I sold it.
Where do you live?
1427 Grant Street.
In Baltimore?
Yes.
Give me your phone number, please.
410-555-6729.
Vous êtes dans un bureau et vous répondez à des questions lors d'une demande de papier officiel. Do you have a driver's license? Avez-vous un permis de conduire? Do you have a driver's license? What is your name? Comment vous appelez-vous? What is your name? Where do you live? Où habitez-vous? Where do you live? What is your telephone number? Quel est votre numéro de téléphone? What is your telephone number? You need to have a picture. Vous avez besoin d'une photo. You need to have a picture. Do you have your driver's license? Est-ce que vous avez votre permis de conduire? Do you have your driver's license? What is your license number? Quel est le numéro de votre permis? What is your license number? License, permis. Do you have your driver's license? Avez-vous votre permis de conduire? May I have your license? Pourrais-je avoir votre permis de conduire? What is your license number? Quel est le numéro de votre permis? You need to have a picture. Vous avez besoin d'une photo. Do you have a telephone number? Avez-vous un numéro de téléphone? Répondons un peu à ces questions. Do you have a driver's license? Yes, I do. What is your name? Et répondez-moi. Where do you live? Donnez-moi votre adresse. Where do you live? Allez-y. What is your telephone number? Si vous avez un numéro de téléphone, donnez-le-moi. What is your telephone number? What is your license number? Quel est le numéro de votre permis? Si vous avez un permis de conduire ou un permis de travail, donnez-moi ce numéro. What is your license number? Autre question typique. Are you married? Êtes-vous marié? Are you married? Positif, yes, I am. Négatif, no, I'm not. What is your wife's name? Quel est le nom de votre femme? What is your wife's name? Quel est le nom de votre mari? What is your husband's name? Do you have children? Avez-vous des enfants? Do you have children? What do you do? Que faites-vous? Quelle est votre profession? What do you do? Where do you work? Où travaillez-vous? Where do you work? Allons, essayez de répondre à ces questions. What is your wife's name? Si vous avez une femme, donnez-nous son nom. What is your husband's name? Do you have children? What do you do? Where do you work? A new number. Un nouveau numéro. A new car. Une nouvelle voiture. A new license. Un nouveau permis. An old number. Un vieux numéro. An old car. Une vieille voiture. An old permit. An old license. Un vieux permis. What is your new number? Quel est votre nouveau numéro? What is your new number? Is it a new car? Est-ce une nouvelle voiture? Is it a new car? What was your old number? Quel était votre vieux numéro? Passé. What was your old number? Revoyons rapidement. Do you have a driver's license? Avez-vous un permis de conduire? May I have your license? Pourrais-je avoir votre permis? What is your license number? Quel est le numéro de votre permis? What is your telephone number? Quel est votre numéro de téléphone? Are you married? Êtes-vous marié? What is your wife's name? Quel est le nom de votre femme? What is your husband's name? Do you have children? What do you do? Where do you work? Michel Joseph, de nouveau avec vous. Vous venez d'entendre la 26e leçon d'anglais English USA, première partie. Ne manquez pas de rester à l'écoute pour la deuxième partie. Vous apprendrez à répondre à d'autres questions quand vous faites une demande de papier officiel, permis de conduire, carte d'identité ou tout autre. Je rappelle que vous êtes à l'écoute de La Voix de l'Amérique. English USA est une émission qui vous parvient en direct de Washington. Aujourd'hui, nous retrouvons encore Martin Lerner qui fait une demande d'assurance pour sa nouvelle voiture. Vous apprendrez à répondre aux questions d'un employé et vous réviserez des expressions courantes que nous avons déjà entendues.
Excuse me.
May I help you?
I need insurance on my new car.
Yes, I can help you. Just a minute, please. Now, tell me your name, please.
My name is Martin Lerner.
Do you have insurance with us?
No, I don't.
Please give me your address.
1427 Grant Street, Baltimore, Maryland.
Do you have a telephone?
Yes, I do. The number is 410-555-6729.
Are you married?
Yes.
What is your wife's name?
Eileen Lerner.
Do you have children?
I have two children.
Do they drive?
My son drives.
How old is your son?
He's 17 years old.
What do you do?
I'm a reporter.
Where do you work?
I work at the Voice of America.
Where is that?
It's in Washington, D.C.
Does your wife work?
Yes, she does.
Does she drive?
Yes, she does.
How many cars do you have?
I have only one car.
Is this a new car?
Yes, it is.
What color is it?
It's blue.
How many doors does it have?
It has four doors.
Do you have a license for the car?
Yes, I do.
What is the number?
ABC 1540.
Did you have an old car?
Yes, I did.
Did you sell it?
Yes, I did.
You have a driver's license?
Of course.
Have you had any accidents?
No, I haven't.
Une des choses les plus utiles, c'est de pouvoir répondre à une interrogation, une question, par une phrase affirmative ou négative. Par exemple, I am a reporter. Je suis journaliste. Une question, à l'interrogative. Am I a reporter? Suis-je journaliste? Am I a reporter? Réponse positive. Yes, I am. Are you a reporter? Êtes-vous journaliste? Yes, you are. Au passé, were you a reporter? Étiez-vous journaliste? Were you a reporter? Réponse positive, yes, you were. Au négatif, vous ajoutez tout simplement, no, you were not. Avec tout autre verbe, on reprend le do, does ou did, interrogatif. Do you have children? Yes, I do. No, I don't. Did they travel? Passé, did. Did they travel? Yes, they did. Positif. Négatif. No, they didn't. Commençons avec des réponses au temps présent. Allez-y, c'est à vous de pratiquer.
Am I Martin Lerner? Am I a reporter? Are you married? Are you listening to the radio? Is your radio new? Is today Tuesday? Do you have children? Do they live with you? Does your father work? Does he have a car?
Essayez maintenant de faire des réponses en utilisant un temps passé. Was, were ou did. Revoyons très rapidement la conjugaison du verbe être au passé. I was, you were, he was, she was, we were, you were, they were. C'est à vous de répondre. Écoutez très attentivement. Allez-y.
Were you listening to the radio yesterday?
Were you working last year? Was your school in town? Was your family with you last month? Did they travel last year? Did you see your friends last week?
Et voilà, vous venez d'entendre la 26e leçon d'anglais English USA, deuxième partie. Vous vous êtes exercé à répondre à des questions que l'on pose en général lors d'une demande de papier officiel. Exercez-vous en famille ou entre amis et ne manquez pas de nous retrouver pour la prochaine leçon. Until then, practice your English. Goodbye!
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
VOA Afrique, dites-le à un ami.
Yeah, yeah, you are my African queen. Ooh, Lord, ooh, Lord. Just like the sun lights up the earth, you light up my life. The only one I ever see with a smile so bright. Yesterday, you came around my way. You changed my whole scenery with your astonishing beauty. Oh, you couldn't make a brother sing. No ordinary thing, a supernatural being. And no, you are brighter than the moon, brighter than the star. I love you just the way you are. And you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been, yeah. You make my heart go ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing, and that is the African beauty, yeah. Hey, yeah. Ooh, you are my African queen. A million, you stand as one, the outstanding one. I look into your eyes, girl, what I see is paradise. Hey, you captivated my soul. Now every day I want you more. I cannot deny this feeling I'm feeling inside. No one cannot take your place. You cannot take your space. That is a fact I cannot erase. And no, you are the one that makes me smile. Make me float like a boat upon the Nile. You are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been. You make my heart go ding-a-ling-a-ling. Yeah. You are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing, and that is the African beauty. I am feeling in my heart and in my soul. Oh, I know that it is love. And I know that this love was surely sent from up above. Cause you're the only one that I think of. You are my African queen. And I know that this means that you're the only one that I will serve. I'll give you my heart, my love, my body and my money. Every other thing you think of. In a man, who could think of anything better than you? Who could think of ever hurting you? Sacrifice my all, I'll give it all to you. You are my African queen, for real. You are my African queen, the girl of my dream, the girl of my dream. Where I've never been. Oh, na la, yeah. Oh, la, you are my African queen. You are my African queen.
meilleure musique et les dernières nouvelles, VOA Afrique. Afrique avec la meilleure musique et des infos de la Voix de l'Amérique.